As a church family, we're honest about this. It's been a tough year and a half or 2 years. But in the midst of that tough year and a half or 2 years, God has been so faithful to each one of us and to us as a congregation. So we want to have the opportunity today to hear from you. So that's going to happen in a minute where we're going to open, we'll have microphones running around. And if you feel so led to lead, you can share with us what it is that you're thankful for. We want to do this in a couple different avenues or methods just for a little bit of fun and participation. So first of all, they're going to put up on the screen, and you're all going to want to get your phones out. I almost said telephones. You're all going to want to get your cell phones out. And go to Vvox, download the app from the App Store, or you can just go to where you put in a web address. And if you want to just do that, just put in vvox.app. And then it's going to bring up a window as soon as you do that. And if you need help doing that, just put your hand up and Sam Schreffler will run and make sure that that it's working for you right. But it's going to ask you to enter in a code, and the code is up there. You're just going to enter that in. You need to enter one word things that you're thankful for, okay? So just one word, and if it's multiple words, like church family, just don't put a space, okay? That's how we cheat on that. So one word, or run it together, and you can do multiple things. So we're just going to take maybe 30 seconds or a minute, let you get on there. Is it working? Has somebody actually gotten on and tried it? Yep, okay, so we are working, it's up and running. Our tech crew is awesome today. We're trying all kinds of different stuff for them to mess up, and they're going to do just a fantastic job with it because they're an awesome tech crew. So do this, and what this is going to do is it's going to give us a really quick snapshot as a church family of the things that we are thankful for. So it's kind of neat. It gives us this picture, so to speak, of all the things that we're thankful for, and then we're going to have opportunity to expand on that through passing the microphone around. Again, if you're worshiping at home and you want to expand past one word, please feel free to email at office@fairlandchurch.com, and then what they're going to do with those is as we are sharing as a congregation, you will see the ones that have been emailed in up on the screen. So you'll want to kind of listen and also read so that you can catch the many blessings that our church family has experienced over the last year, year and a half, 2 years, whatever it might be. So, okay, great. Can we go ahead and shut that poll thing down and let's see what we end up with here if it works for us. It's going to work. I know it is. So I think that you have to actually stop the poll. Okay, so there's the snapshot, and here's the deal. The bigger the word, the more people that type that word in. So kind of cool, right? Like family is big size. But it's just neat to be able to just have a quick snapshot of some of the things that the church family is thankful for. I'm going to ask, I got a couple guys, Carson and Carter, if you guys want to come up here, I'm going to get you guys microphones. For this next part, what we're going to do is, if you would like to share something, and this is the majority of our service now, is just time to share. So if you would like to share something, there's a mic right there. Let's make sure it's turned on. Yep, and that one there. So if you'd like to share something, these guys are going to be standing on the sides. Just put your hand up or stand up. And they will bring you the microphone. We do ask that you talk into the microphone because there are people joining us from home as well, and they want to be a part of this as well. So who's going to get us started? It's always that first person that's got to get us going, right? So who's going to be that for us today? Perfect, Dawn. Thank you. So Dawn, right over here.
There are many things to be thankful for. As I age, which I have no control over, limitations come my way. But I am so thankful that God has placed me in a caregiver's position. I take care of my granddaughter, Sarah Kate, She's a pride and joy. She brings a lot of love and interesting things into my life. I'm thankful that I am able to take care of her. I have asked God to allow me at least to live long enough to see her graduate. She's in the 11th grade at Palmyra High School, and she hopefully will graduate next year. I know life will make many, many changes, but I'm ever thankful that God has placed me in this position.
Well, Don, I feel like I'm regressing. We just have a 7-month-old granddaughter, so I feel like I'm getting more kiddish. And they just look at you with such wonder, and there's two right here that just the joy and just taking it all in, so beautiful.
For my wife.
Okay, this is going to be hard for me to say. I know I'm saying what we're thankful for, but there's two things. I just want to inform everybody, my mom is now moving to a nursing home. So this is really rough on me. I've been dealing with it by myself without no family really helping me. And the only people that I really feel thankful for is people here at church, especially Cindy Perry and Stacy and Sam. They've been for me. They've been there for me a lot. And I love my mom, and she's been through so much. I'm just thankful that, you know, she's still here, but I know one day she won't be here, and I will have people that really love me and care for me.
I'm really thankful, as I was thinking this last week about what I wanted to share. Open doors. This last year, I saw a job change, and it allowed me to now work in my own community here. And so I'm very thankful for that. And I'm also, as I was thinking about it, just I've had a lot of opportunities to just see need and be able to come to a church family that can help meet that need. And so I'm very grateful for this body of believers that is very committed to being the hands and feet of Jesus where we are in our community. And I'm just so grateful that I can always count on that to minister in that way.
I'm thankful for a nudge from the Lord. About a year ago, there was a need for an additional teacher. And what that did to me, just individually, is get me back into the Word. And the Word is just so crucial, folks. And as I thought of just what to say, and there's a number of things going on in my head right now. We met yesterday in a men's group, and the Word was out of the church at Laodicea, and the need to really surrender our lives to the Lord. And in the midst of all that, and we saw Psalm 100, I had turned to it even previously to being up on the screen. A good way to lay our lives down is by cultivating that thanks which brings us into his gates, and the praise that brings us into his courts. So I just am thankful for the body here, and I commit myself to that, laying down of my life for his kingdom. Just like Don, in the time we have left, we want to really serve the Lord, and that's the way to do it, laying our lives down. So, Father, help us not to drift, but to truly be focused on you and your kingdom and your will for each one of us.
So CJ and I were just talking, and we were like, CJ was like, what are we going to say? And I was like, well, we can say different things. he was like, I said to him, I'm going to talk about support. And he said, that's what I was going to talk about. So this is from both of us. But over like the last year or so, we've been members for like 3 years, but we've been really struggling with just life and three kids under three and just lots of things. But we are so grateful that we found this church and all of you guys, like, just like the random texts saying that you're praying for us, or the, like, people will just randomly be like, here's a meal, and I hate cooking. So it is such a blessing to have you guys just there to support us spiritually, mentally, and like helping us provide for needs like food and everything. So we're just very grateful.
I am thankful for Milton Hershey, who rescued me and 20,000 other children from a life of poverty, and I'm thankful for all he has done.
I'm thankful for children and the opportunity to get to be a parent. I know in our life group Friday night, it was so much fun to see all of the kids, and now we have the old kids. But it's always just a reminder, too, of the childlike faith. I didn't think I would get to share this story because I thought the kids might be in here, but I'm going to share it now. You just can't tell my youngest son that I told you this. But last night, we were getting ready to decorate our Christmas tree, and he was very excited about this. So we were eating pizza beforehand, and in all seriousness, he said, family vote, rainbow lights or Jesus time lights? And we all looked at each other like, what are you talking about? He's like, rainbow or Jesus time? And we looked at each other again, and we're like, you're going to have to explain a little bit more. And he said, you know, like the white, clearish ones that look like they should be around a manger. And we're like, oh. But it just, forever now, I am calling white lights Jesus time lights, because really isn't that what Christmas is all about? It's Jesus time. So I just am thankful, and I want to be reminded of that during this season where we can get caught up. I can get caught up in the busyness and forget that it's Jesus time. So I'm thankful for childlike faith.
Well, I'm getting it before Jim gets it. But I'm really thankful for his faithfulness to us every day and his grace. And I'm thankful for the peace that he gives us when we bring a situation, a problem, whatever you call it, to his feet. And the peace that you feel as a Christian when we do that, when we just leave it at his feet. And that's what Jim and I have been doing right now. And so thankful that we have a God that loves us and cares about everything that happens in our lives.
I have, and many of you know, I'm on a kidney transplant list at University of Pennsylvania, and I just appreciate the random people that come up to me and say they're praying for me. That means an awful lot, and I appreciate it very much. And I'm confident that this is going to all work out, and I'm just waiting on his time.
I'm just so thankful for God's plan. No matter how many times I think my plan is good, I'm so thankful that God's plan is much better. I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to pray for my kids when they were little, and now that God is answering prayers for them, and I can see their lives are just being touched by His plan. It's just, you just can't even find words for the thankfulness for that.
I am so thankful for God's love. You'd think I would have, the years I've lived, I would have learned that long ago. But you know, I learned it even deeper yet this past summer. Just so thankful for the way He sent His comfort and peace and strength. I didn't realize how great that could be until we experienced the grief. But He helped, just gave us the strength. It was amazing, and I really want to thank God for that. But I also want to thank Him for my husband.
That I'll share that I'm thankful for is, it's amazing how God gives us what we need when we need it. And maybe about a month ago or so, well, let me back up. Like 2 years ago, Rachel and I had got tickets for King & Country, which is just a group that I enjoy listening to. And about a month ago, the concert was finally going to happen. They had pushed it off 3 or 4 times because of COVID stuff. Circumstances in our life didn't allow for us to be able to probably go to that concert. So we got rid of the tickets. We were able to give them to somebody in the community, no clue who that person is. Through Facebook, you're able to get rid of stuff pretty easily. So we gave away those tickets. The same day that I e-transferred those tickets to the person, circumstances changed in our lives, and now we were able to go to the concert. And Rachel was in a conversation with somebody from work, and they said, we have this, what's it called? A suite at the concert tonight. And if you want to come, we only have like 5 people in the suite. So you're welcome to come and join us. So we ended up being able to go to the concert and sit up in this suite with 5 other people. And it was just what I needed that day. The whole message of the concert was very much so one of unity and hope. And it just really impacted me. God knew we needed it. Even though we gave away our tickets, He still got us there. So just very, very thankful for those kind of moments in life. For the kids that just came in, we'd love if you guys also have anything that you want to share that you're thankful about, just put your hand up and we'll get you the mic as well. So we'll do this until we're done.
Okay, I guess I got voluntold that I needed to share, because Perry and I were kind of going back and forth who was going to share, but if you know us, we're both criers, so he's sitting over here already in tears, so it's my job. But we are just so ever thankful for our church family. As Pastor Dustin had said, the last year and a half, 2 years have been difficult for all of us now. And I just have to say, the last couple events that happened in church, from the trunk or treat to the Thanksgiving dinner, were such a blessing to us. It was just so awesome just to see how everybody gelled together and just were a part. And for me, over this last year, I was so humbled when I was asked to consider the deacon position, and the Lord led me to say yes. But that also required, they wanted me to step down from the congregational life position, which I loved. But God had other plans because we didn't fill that position, so I'm actually in both those positions right now, and I felt like it would be a little overwhelming. But God always provides when we say yes. He has provided me with a great team, and I tell you, there have been so much fun working with them. I really enjoyed that, and Parent, I just want to say, we are so thankful for family. I'm so thankful for a caring husband. But our church family just really, really means a lot to us. And we are just so thankful to worship with you, to see your smiling faces again, and to be able to just be together.
So this past week, as I was thinking about Dustin's email that went out, and I was it kind of forces you to take an inventory, I think, sometimes of all the things to be thankful for. And, you know, we have been blessed as a family. God has blessed us with great children, great family, and friends. And I find myself, I take so much of that for granted each and every day. But when you sit and you take an inventory for it, but the one I want to share this morning is, and I wanted to wait till she was back, for it is for my wife. She is the rock of our family. She has been there in the successes and certainly my failures and our ups and our downs, and she continues to be the rock that is there. And I can tell you, I take that for granted most days. We joke a lot because I tell people that if anybody is unsure about if God knows what he's doing, just look at Kim and I, because there's not very many women that can probably be married to me for 30 plus years. And I recognize that. So I am extremely thankful for my wife and what she brings to our family.
Okay. I am thankful for my family. In the church.
That's our great-granddaughter, and she's always so thankful for everything. And I'm also thankful for this wonderful church.
Well, I guess since I have it, I might as well say something. So I just want to say I'm thankful for the support of the community. I don't know if everybody knows this, they probably do by this point in time, but I'm a police officer. And just the random people that come up and thank me during the day, it really does mean a lot to us. We may be busy, we may kind of, you know, just kind of shrug it off, but it really does. I mean, these past couple of years have been hard on everybody, but seeing some of the stuff that my brothers and sisters in blue have gone through has really weighed on a lot of officers. So that just that random thankfulness from the community is a real blessing to us.
I am incredibly thankful for the examples set by families and couples in this church. Being in this church the last 12 or 13 years, as a young man, I've had so many amazing examples of marriages, of families, of how to live a godly life. And I think that the people in leadership positions in this church, the families in this church do such an amazing job of just setting such a good path and example for young people. So I'm very thankful for that.
I work in administration in a school, and I just see a lot of families who are struggling and who are separated, and kids are dealing with lots of different things. But I'm really thankful that, and I'm going to embarrass my kids, but that this is the second year that I get to co-coach with my husband in basketball. And this year we're coaching two teams, and each of our kids are in one of those teams at our school. But just the ministry that we can do together as a couple, and we have like 45 kids that we're coaching just to speak God's truth into their lives through sports, which is my husband, if you know him, it's his number one passion in his life, sports. But it's just a really cool opportunity, and that we get to do it as a family unit. And that is just such a blessing to me. So it's a lot of togetherness, but it's really good for us.
We have much, much, much to be thankful for. Let's give God a praise offering this morning. Thank you. Thank you guys for running the mics around. Appreciate that. Obviously, one of the other things that we all are very grateful for and thankful for is a God that loves us so dearly and so deeply that he gave his life for each one of us. And that's how we're going to end our time this morning, is focusing on that gift from God. So we're going to be having communion together in just a moment, where we'll have you come forward, take the communion, you know, take the elements, take the bread, take the cup, and you can go back to your spot and just eat it as you in your own time. So if you want to do that individually as a family, however you choose to do that, and then the worship team will come up after that and close us out with our closing song. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says, "The Lord Jesus, on the last night, or on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" That's what we're doing this morning, is we're going to proclaim the Lord's death. We're going to proclaim the hope that we receive because of our Lord's death. And I would encourage you, as you take the elements back, to just spend a moment in personal thanksgiving to God for his incredible love for you as a believer. There's no requirements to take communion beyond you knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So there's no age requirements, no membership requirements. You are welcome. It's an open table. We would love to have you join us in receiving communion this morning. If it would be easier for you not to have to come forward, if you just raise your hand, one of our deacons will be happy to make sure that they bring you the elements as well this morning. So I'm going to pray, and then we'll have you come forward. We'll just start from the front rows and come up the center aisle and then out to the sides. Lord God, we thank you so much for this day. I thank you, man, we are such a blessed congregation as we just spent the last 20 or 25 minutes talking about that. We thank you for each one of those blessings and so many more that weren't even spoken. This morning we want to pause and we want to thank you for the incredible gift of eternal life that you have offered to each one of us. So as we come to the table this morning, Lord God, may we be reminded of your love for us and the hope that we receive through a relationship with you. As we take the bread and we take the cup, may we remember that you willingly went to the cross for each one of us. Lord God, we thank you for your willingness to do that. We pray this in your name. Amen.
John 15, 13 and 14. His life for his friends.
Will the worship team come forward and prepare to lead us in our closing song here? Would you pray with me? Lord God, we do thank you again for the privilege of being able to gather together on a Sunday morning like today and to celebrate who you are and what you mean to each one of us. As we go into this upcoming week, this week that is focused on Thanksgiving, help us to have hearts of gratitude, Lord God. Help us to be able to see even through some of the hurts and the pains and the discomforts and the valleys that you are so faithful. And help us to be thankful through those times still. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.